Hello, I'm Johnny, and well, if you've never heard of me before, my full name is Johnny Robinson, and I used to do a radio show on a community radio station where I live. And at the moment, I'm going to be launching a podcast because I'm not really doing anything at the moment. Well, I am. I've got college going on and lots of other stuff going on too, but really, I've got nothing going on radio wise, and I used to use the show as some sort of like ranting thing, or just something to make my point with, really. And I've not had a chance to do it lately, so yeah, I also did a show on Spark Radio, by the way, which is in Wiltshire, so you know, I'm not just a one station wonder. Oh, yeah, and also, if you must know, I was on Swindon FM and some other RSLs that's been going on. Anyway, moving away from that side of thing, yeah, I thought I'd say hi. And yeah, I will be launching a podcast quite soon. I'm going to be launching it on another service, but I thought, you know, while I've got the chance and while I've got this Facebook page from last time, then I should really make something else, or use it to my advantage rather. And yeah, so here I am now, and I'm complaining about X Factor because that Katie Weasel, whatever her name is, I know what her name is, Katie Weasel, but Katie Weasel anyway, it just seems a bit silly there. You know, I'm sort of on her side, by the way. I like Katie Weasel, I think she's a good singer and stuff, but what I don't get is the press's obsession. I mean, yeah, it's probably just all like a sort of a, hey, yeah, bring attention to the X Factor and all that sort of stuff, but a lot of stuff's been focused on her. And to be fair, I think it's sort of a bit unfair, because the latest thing that's come out is that her gran's a prosy, right? Now, if her gran's a prostitute, what has that got to do anything with her being famous, with her, I mean Katie Weasel being famous? What's that got to do with it? If that was me, then the press would be having a huge party. Even still, what has that got to do with me? What my mum, or what my brother, or what my dad, or my other brother, or even my sister, or my cat, or any other pets that I might have had in the past? So what has that got to do with her? Does that make sense to you? I think that they're sort of been a bit harsh, to be fair. And also, there's an advert on telly that comes on quite a lot, and I'll try and switch it over. You can probably hear the telly in the background. But basically, there's an advert on telly for Sainsbury's, and it's got a song called All Through the Night, I think it is. Oh, I put a meal on, I forgot about it. I was going to watch that. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to watch it now. It was on the beginning of Loose Women earlier, and I'm not sure why I was watching Loose Women. It was something like that, or on Channel 4, one of those channels. It's annoying because it comes on, and like this song as well. This has been on all year. It's a Christmas song, and Co-op have been using it since January. So they were still playing it in the summer. But anyway, yeah, that All Through the Night song on the Sainsbury's advert is really getting on my nerves now, and it's not even Christmas. Talking about adverts, people used to say things like, oh, well, you can tell when it's properly Christmas because the advert for Coca-Cola will come on, and the Toys R Us advert will come on as well. And I used to go by It's Properly Christmas when both of them are on, but they're already both on, and I'm finding it really annoying. It's a month till Christmas now, and it annoys me that they start it earlier every year. Santa's nowhere to be seen. Jesus was just a thought in somebody's mind at this time. December, Christmas associated. November, so yeah, right, I'm gonna go now and get a drink, and then I'm gonna see the solicitor in the morning because my ex is a demonator. Bye.